It's time for the Josie Show. Tonight's show, Canadian alternate rock band, Tomorrow Depends. Singer-songwriter, Lisa Barrett. Music from the Brady Kids. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of the Josie Show, Josie Passantino.
On. That's the awesome jam that we had planned to start us out. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Josie Passantino, and you're listening to The Josie Show. Super happy that you guys are all joining us. We have fantastic show. So let's start off here. Can everyone hear us well? Is everyone able to hear us? Because it's always important. That's top thing right there. We have a great show for you guys tonight. Here's what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. We have two amazing guests. Our first is a great alternative rock band called Tomorrow Depends. And then we bring you one of the contestants from Best Original Song, Lisa Barrett. Super excited to be speaking with both of my guests today. Also, stay tuned for more great show announcements. We always have some fun announcements for everyone. And then tonight we will play another great inspirational song that was passed on to me by my new friend, Rankin Screw. It's called Going to School, and it's by Tony Peasy and Rocco. We'll do that at the end of the show tonight, so stay tuned. Listen to the whole show. You won't want to miss a thing. We will also bring you a segment to help you figure out if you're addicted to Twitter or other social networking sites. This is funny. You'll love it because you know that there's a lot of people here that are addicted to Twitter. I'm one of them. I know I am. So let's see what ones you have crossed on your list of how you're addicted. And then last but not least, you know how much work a party is, right? Well, a company called Enjoy Your Party handles everything from setup, decoration, serving, cleanup, while you enjoy your guests. So go visit their website at www.enjoyyourparty.com. Enjoy your, you are. party.com and find out how they can help you at your next party. Now we need to get on to our party here tonight. So remember to stay tuned to the whole show. It's live, so you never know what wild things are going to happen. Trust me, something usually does. Exactly. Something usually does. But we wouldn't have it any other way. So I hope you guys all caught my show tonight in the last hour on the Southern Star. I had great music, wonderful time talking to singer and actor Scott Isbell. If you missed it, it will be archived all week at www.thesouthernstar.org. Remember the in the beginning. That's always important, or else you won't be able to find it. So thesouthernstar.org. So make sure you check it out. Then I will be back on the Southern Star in a couple of weeks interviewing the awesome band Cashbox and, of course, playing some amazing music to start out your Friday night party. So, yes, so very, very exciting. I think our first guests here have arrived. So everyone, please welcome the wonderful band Tomorrow Depends.
Hey.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. So let's just start off here. Let's make sure we know all the members of your band. Can you tell us everyone's name and what role you all play in the band?
Okay, my name is Max Holden, and I'm vocals and guitar.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kevin Heslov, and I play the drums.
I'm Phil Spina. I play bass.
Sweet. Nice meeting you all, and I'm so glad you guys could join us today.
We're glad to be here.
Awesome. So let's get started. Where's your band from?
We're from London, Ontario.
Ooh, that's so cool. And can you tell us how your band came together?
Well, this is Kevin speaking. Phil and I used to play back in school together, and we had a mutual friend, and his name shall remain unnamed here. And so he Max, and then he stopped playing, and so it's been the three of us ever since.
Very, very cool. And who would you all say are your biggest musical influences?
I don't know.
Blink-182.
They're a lot of bands, yeah. Blink-182 is a big one. What else can I think of? I don't know. Some older bands, maybe Led Zeppelin. I don't know. Yeah, Blink-182 is huge, though. We like them.
Super cool. And so what are your favorite genres that you would say, your most favorite that you like to play and listen to?
I think we all listen to a pretty wide range of musical styles, and I guess hopefully that shows in our music that we write and we make. It's not really limited to just one specific genre. It's kind of a little bit from everything, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. And but as you mentioned, can you tell us about your first album, which is very exciting?
Yeah, sure. We released our first, it was a 5-song EP. We released it in 2008. We just recorded it here in London with a company called Trackfire Records. Yeah, that was the first one we did, and we haven't released anything else since then. But we've written lots and just, you know, recorded some demos and stuff that are on our site. But yeah, that was the first one back in 2008. It was a 5-song EP.
That's so cool. Can our listeners still purchase this album? And if so, where can they?
Yeah, there's it's on iTunes. So you can purchase it on iTunes, and there's also on our MySpace page, there's a link, I believe, and you can actually order a hard copy of it.
Sweet. So everyone check that out. You're going to love the band. And we're going to give everyone a taste here. We're super lucky enough to have a couple of your songs from Tomorrow Depends here tonight to play. So the first song we're going to play tonight is called Down. So can you all stay with us, and we will come back and talk a little bit about it. Sound good?
Yeah, for sure. Enjoy.
Awesome. Here it is. by tomorrow, depends. We're speaking with them right now. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah, sure. Down. You just want to know what it's about, or?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, Down. It's about relationships and more specifically, I guess, a bad relationship.
We've all experienced them.
Major relationships, basically.
Very, very cool. It's a great song, and everyone was rocking out to it. It's awesome. As promised, we actually have another song to play tonight called Fragile. So if you can stay on the line, and then can you guys tell us a little bit about that song up next?
Yep.
Sweet. Stay with us.
Yeah.
And that was Fragile by Tomorrow Depends. How did you guys come up with this song?
I guess it was kind of the same general themes as Down. A little darker, I guess. It's kind of about depression and insecurity. Yeah, I guess those are the main themes behind that one.
And that was actually the radio edit version. If you go to our MySpace, you can actually hear the full song.
It's a little longer, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that one's been shortened quite a bit, so.
Very, very cool. So everyone has to check that out. You also had a song on the movie The Adrenaline Project. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Sure. It's basically a reality TV show here in Canada, and it's kind of like a Survivor or / Fear Factor for like teenagers, like youth. We basically just were the people from the show who were in charge of finding music for the show somehow came across Beauty the Breakdown online on one of our pages and contacted us and asked us if they could use the song and sent us a contract, and they used the song.
Wow, that's so cool. That's very, very cool. And I also have to mention, because this is awesome, your band has won awards such as Best Young Songwriters and Favorite Rock Group. Can you tell us about those great honors?
Yeah, for sure. We didn't win, but we were nominated for both of those, and it was an honor to be nominated for both, definitely. Those were both in 2010. Yeah, the Toronto Independent Music Awards was one of them, and then the London Music Awards was the other. And yeah, it was nice to be nominated for both, to see that we were kind of being recognized, around in the music scene in both in London and Toronto, which is good, turning some heads. So, we were happy about that.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. And can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so everyone can keep up on all your latest news?
Yeah, it's myspace.com/tomorrowdepends.
And I believe we have a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, so if you just search Tomorrow Depends on Facebook, you can find us there as well.
Very cool. So everyone, Adam, follow them. Just all that good stuff. very cool. And what would you guys say is your greatest career memory so far?
I don't
know. That's
a big one is. There's a really popular London band. They're called Angry Agency, and they were pretty much one of the biggest bands in London for a good 10 years. And they've toured all across Canada, and they were the real deal. And we got to open at their farewell show at Call the Office. Must have been 2008, and that show was also our CD release party. That was the first night we had our CD back from the plant. So that was a pretty big night. That's definitely up there.
Yeah, definitely. That's probably one of the best so far.
I would say that was a great career memory. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And here's a fun question. If you had to describe your music in only three words, what would they be? Fun question.
Fucking buy it.
Maybe energetic. Three words. That's tough.
Music, love. How about that?
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Right on. Perfect. Very, very fun. And do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
Yeah, we're playing actually June 12th.
Victoria Park in London, Ontario.
Yeah.
We have a couple other shows and dates that they're not set in stone, they're not confirmed yet, but we've been talking about. So they'll be coming soon, and all our shows usually get posted when we know for sure on our MySpace page. So
sounds
check that.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, that's awesome. I hope you have fun with that. That's so much fun.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Anytime. And here's another fun question that I love to ask all of my guests. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you can share with us?
Yeah, I've got a good one, actually. One time we were playing the show, and I decided to try playing backup guitar. And I really can't play guitar very well at all. And Max's guitar was almost inaudible, and I just played the song terribly, and
it was an acoustic song, and so instead of Kevin not playing drums, he thought he would not play drums and play guitar, so
it was just awful. It was fun.
But it was fun. That's always good. I've heard worse, so that's not the worst thing, so don't worry. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. last question here, because we're running out of time, but what do you all like to do for fun on your downtime?
For fun? Other than music, because obviously music is big for all of us. I'm also a long-distance runner, so I run track and cross-country. That's Max, yeah.
And I really like reading and writing and also playing soccer with my friends.
Cool.
I pretty much just like anything music-related. I like listening to music if I'm not playing music, or just recording and messing around with music equipment and stuff. So,
yeah. That's so cool. I just want to thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I had a great time, and I hope I could have you back on.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Anytime. Thank you. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. That was Tomorrow Depends. Awesome band. So everyone check it out. Check them out on MySpace and Facebook. They're so cool. I was jamming to their music. I think they're awesome. So everyone remember to check them out. And so we have a full house in the chat room. Very, very cool. Hi, everyone. Hope you guys are all doing great. I'm going to give shout-outs. Alan, Justin the Mystifier, Lisa Barrett, TCD, I can't talk anymore, sorry, Loca Mama, Peanut, Tina Marie, Top 5 Gone Wild, and Vicky, very cool. And our second guest is actually in the chat room talking to the fans, so that's really cool. I think that's awesome. Hope everyone is enjoying the show so far. And remember to stay for the whole entire show, because you never know what can happen. I also want to mention the concert. I recently, for everyone that didn't know, the Josie Show sponsored a wonderful cause for Riley's kids. And it was a Jason Clutter concert, and the concert was amazing. This past weekend, it was just fantastic. And I had the most amazing time. Jason Clutter not only has a voice that can blow you away, he is so much fun on stage with the Dirty South Band. You just want to party with him. I had the honor of interviewing him that night after the concert. You will get to hear that interview next week right here on The Josie Show. Also, you can check out my pictures from this amazing event on our site at www.josieshow.com under the Photos tab. This isn't all. The Josie Show will sponsor another concert for Jason Clutter at the beginning of June in Tennessee, so stay tuned for details regarding that show. Also, I got to mention for everyone that didn't know, I actually got to go on stage with Jason Clutter in front of everyone, and that was like a total, I didn't expect it, like seriously. And it was just the coolest thing ever, and I had so much fun, and I hope you guys like the pictures and everything, and I hope you guys like the interview as well that we're going to play next week. So check that out after the show. Let's see here. It looks like, oh, yes, our second guest is here. She's all called in and ready to go. So everyone, please welcome Lisa Barrett. Hello, Lisa.
Hi there. Good to be with you.
I'm super excited to be talking with you.
So am I, believe me. So am I excited to be talking with you.
Thank you so much. And I've seen you in the chat room talking to fans. It's super cool. Very
thank
cool.
You. I like to get to know everybody on a personal level.
Absolutely, and I think that's so cool. So let's get started because I'm super excited to be interviewing you. How old were you when you started singing?
I was probably singing at a very young age when I would hold like a hairbrush. That hairbrush would turn into a microphone.
We all have done that. I remember doing that all the time.
Yep, absolutely, in my own little world.
Love it. That's the coolest thing ever. And do you do this for a full-time career? Is this always what you wanted to do?
It's the songwriting part is totally unplanned. I've always been singing. Growing up, my dad was the director of the church folk group and marching drill team and the handbell choir, so we were all part of that. So, and our family is very musical, but the songwriting part was unplanned.
Wow. Very, very cool. Super cool. And you are a great songwriter, too, by the way, and singer, so everyone's got to check that out.
Thank you.
And anytime, and you're currently a contestant on Best Original Song. Can you tell us about this?
I am. That's amazing. It's amazing. I was contacted by them back in January. They said they liked my music. They found it online and asked me to submit it to be considered for this international songwriting competition. So they came back and said, "We like When You Look at Me," and it gave me chills because that's the very first song I wrote in memory of my nephew Austin. Austin was about 21 months old when he lost his battle with cancer. Mm-hmm. I just happened to be walking by his picture about a year after he passed away when I looked at his eyes in the picture, and I said, I can almost feel your touch when you look at me." And then something happened, and I can remember it crystal clear of that day. All of a sudden, I heard this melody and these words in my head, and I had to grab a pen and paper and start writing the song that would eventually become When You Look at Me. And now that song has made it through several rounds to become a top 12 finalist.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And it's such a touching story. When I first heard it, I was in tears, to tell you the truth.
Sometimes that still happens to me.
Yeah. Definitely. It's natural. And we have we actually have that song, When You Look at Me. If you don't mind, we'd love to play it right now, if you could stay with me, and we will come back and talk about how to vote in this amazing competition.
That sounds wonderful. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Awesome. When You Look at Me by Lisa Barrett. Here it is.
Still of the night.
When You Look at Me by Lisa Barrett. This song
Thanks
is
so,
so beautiful. Anytime. This song is so beautiful. It brought me to tears the first time I heard it, and we're getting a little teary-eyed here now. But
that's okay.
Can you tell us about the video that you created for this song?
Absolutely. It was this past winter right at Genesee County Park in our area. I've actually done a couple videos all on my own, learning as I go, and
cool.
It was a beautiful snowfall. The snowflakes were falling just so perfectly that my husband and I decided we just had to go. It was freezing cold outside.
Oh, man.
the scenery was so beautiful that I got my leather coat on, my cowboy boots on, my hat, And
you're off.
We went to film the song. I had the tape player inside my coat, the earpiece in my ear, hidden by my hair, and we went to work. My toes were frozen, but I kept with it. And it was amazing how emotional it was for me, even outdoors, to sing it.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's such a great song, and I hope everyone loved it. I bet they all did. And can you tell my listeners how they're able to vote for you?
Absolutely. This coming Monday, May 23rd, 8 p.m. Eastern, they can go to bestoriginalsong.com and vote for When You Look at Me. It will be up for 1 week until May 30th.
That's so cool. And I got word that you are one of 12 that has made it to round 3 out of hundreds with your song, When You Look at Me. And
yes,
I think that's so cool.
Can you believe it?
That is so cool. Congratulations. And I hope you make it to the top. You deserve
Thank
it with
you.
That song. And I think that's so cool. So everyone vote for Lisa Barrett. Everyone vote.
Thank you. You're the best.
Out. You're the best. So what does winning mean to you with this song? What does it mean?
Wow. Austin couldn't speak. He only spoke a couple words. But now I can be his voice.
Yeah.
I can remember him. I can tell his story to the entire world. And the world can hear the music. And now I feel like I'm standing up and singing for all children that are battling a life-threatening illness, no matter what it might be. And just to get the music out there is wonderful for my family as well, because I also do it in memory of my dad, who was the leader of the band, so to speak, in our family. And I look to carry on his legacy and his love for music as well.
Wow. That's the best thing. I think that's so cool. I think that's just fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. And No, but this song isn't the only song that you wrote. You have an album out as well. with about 11 different songs on it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I actually was asked to record an album in Nashville in 2005 because after that first song that I didn't plan, all the other songs kept coming to me one after the other, and it has not stopped since. So Austin brought out a gift in me that I really didn't know that I had, and I'm grateful for that. And the songs, they start from all different emotions that I have, whether it's happiness, sadness, even anger. I mean, so I recorded the album in Nashville then, and now I have enough songs to record another album, and they just keep coming.
That's so cool. Keep doing what you're doing, because I love your songs because they have meaning and they touch people, and that's always the best thing of a song, I
Thank
believe.
You.
No
oh, and
problem.
I forgot to tell you that I wrote a short musical for kids called Can't Bully Me Now because of the violent bullying that my nephew had received. I mean, I was teased as a child, as a lot of us were, but he was violently bullied. So it started as writing one song, I Don't Want to Cry, for him. And I just felt that wasn't enough, so I started researching bullying. And, of course, more songs kept coming. So five songs later and three acts later, Can't Bully Me Now musical was born. So that's just in the initial stages right now.
Oh, wow. Very, very cool. I
yep.
love it. I love it.
Thank you.
That's super cool. I can't wait to hear it and check it out. Very cool. Can our listeners still purchase this album? And if so, where can everyone purchase your album?
They can go right to my website. It's lisabarrettcd.com. They can listen to the music there. They can read more about Austin's story. And the video is also on YouTube for When You Look at Me.
Awesome. So everyone check that out. Do you have any like social networking sites where fans can talk to you and check out latest news?
Yep, absolutely. I try to get on as many as I can. So, Facebook, yes, and MySpace, and Twitter, and Reverb Nation, and Numaboo, and the list goes on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So everyone, check that out. I love social networking sites. I have a million of them, too, so I'm in that same club.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. I also seen a question. I'm actually doing this from memory because it scrolled all the way up, so I can't find it now. But Top 5 Gone Wild says, Lisa Barrett, you are great. Where is the craziest place a fan has asked for an autograph? I believe it was the question.
Wow, that's a great one. I happen to be in a moose lodge. And we kind of tricked the people sitting at the bar because they were singing karaoke, and we slipped in my disc because nobody had ever heard the songs because they're original. So we slipped in the disc, and I went up there and I started singing Punching In, Punching Out, which is off the album. And one by one, you could watch the people sitting at the bar, their heads turn, and their toes start tapping on the floor. And one of the people asked, where's the words? So, you know, they were looking on the screen for the lyrics, and I said, well, they're so new that they're not up there yet. But it was that location that somebody came up to me, and she asked for an autograph, and she actually brought tears to my eyes because she said, did you ever stop and think that this might be part of the whole plan, that this was supposed to happen this way. And when she spoke like that, I just cried.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's
Things
so
like
cool.
that happen all the time. Yeah.
That is so cool and funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was a cool way. That's so cool. A fan just entered the room, Kim2019, says Lisa's song is going all the way to number one.
Woo! Yes, I love her.
Awesome.
Thank you very
much.
It's
true. Very, very cool. So awesome here. And Next question. What is your greatest career memory so far?
Wow. I would have to say it was back September 11th, 2010. I was asked to sing my song, Let's Roll, for the Made in America store in New York. And I wrote Let's Roll as a tribute to the heroes of Flight 93 on September 11th. It's kind of an upbeat tribute, so it's really a little different than most songs are for September 11th. But I really felt strongly that I wanted to speak for those heroes on that flight. And to be standing there on the stage in front of so many Americans and so many veterans singing that song was very overwhelming.
Yeah. Wow.
So
I would say that was a career memory right there.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah,
there's a lot
right
of them,
there.
But that one really stands out to me.
That's the top. Well, I think that's so cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
Let's see. Anytime. Oh, ooh, a fan question. Let's see here. Top 5 Gone Wild also asks, who are some of your biggest inspirations in the music business?
That's an easy one for me. I would have to say top on the list is Shania Twain.
Oh.
Love Shania Twain.
Oh, and, my goodness.
And
yes.
Right up there with her is Loretta Lynn. When I watched Coal Miner's Daughter, again, I got chills because her story resonated with my life so much that I felt like we were living almost identical lives, because I have 6 sisters, you know, in my family, so there's all girls. And we're all very musical and harmonizing together, kind of like Sound of Music, the family Von Trapp. So absolutely, those two really stand out strong for me.
Oh, awesome. And those are my favorites, too, so I agree.
Wonderful,
I agree.
Good.
So here's a funny question. Alan in the chat room, our funny web designer, asks, how many shoes does Lisa have?
Actually, I'm not a big shoe person. I have black boots, and believe it or not, I do have blue suede shoes.
Awesome.
I was working at a company called PW Minor and Son, and they manufacture extra depth shoes, and a pair happened to be like blue suede. So I happened to take those with me to record in Nashville because they were so comfortable. In turn, they asked me to do a photo shoot for them because I took my blue suede shoes and recorded in Nashville.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was. My husband happened to look over at me, and he said, oh, my God, Lisa. You're wearing blue suede shoes in Nashville. Yeah,
it fits perfectly. It fits perfectly. That is so funny. That is so cool. Well, I can't thank you enough. We ran out of time here, but I can't thank you enough for coming on the show tonight. We wish you all of the best in this competition. And can you tell our listeners one last time how they can cast their vote for your song?
Absolutely. Thank you. This Monday, May 23rd, 8 p.m. Eastern, go to bestoriginalsong.com and vote or download When You Look at Me.
Awesome. And I will absolutely, definitely be voting for you.
Thank
me and
you.
My family. Anytime. And everyone else, I hope you guys vote because it's a wonderful song. We love you here on The Josie Show, and we hope you come back anytime. You're welcome.
I love you, too. Thank you. I'm honored that you had me on the show.
Anytime, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Had so much fun talking with our first guest, Tomorrow Depends, a wonderful alternative rock band. And then we also got to talk with Lisa Barrett, who is just so fun. She was hilarious. So I hope you... all loved the show. But we are we're booked up, and I'm proud to say we are booked up with amazing guests.
Wow.
From May. Hello. And
it's
this is
Peanut the Squirrel. Woo-hoo.
Oh, Peanut the Squirrel. You know, where have you been, Peanut? I mean, you haven't made an appearance in forever.
I've been hanging around. I'm a squirrel. I hang from trees. I'm a squirrel.
That's true.
And I got a friend of
Dunkin'
ours
Donuts.
With us tonight. You want to say hi to him? His name is Justin the Mystifier, and he's going to be a guest in a couple of weeks with a very special show.
Very special show. Let's bring him on. Justin, you there?
I am.
Hey. I'm so excited about what we're doing. Can you explain to everyone what we are doing? Because this is it's so much fun. I'm so excited.
Well, it's kind of a crossover show, and we've kind of expanded it from one show to two shows. I host a show on my website. It's a live streaming show on Saturday nights. We take various artists and interview them, much like Josie does. And so we are actually going to have Josie help co-host the next episode, which will be May 28th at 7 p.m. And I'll put up my website in the chat box in a moment, but it's justinthemystifier.com. And so we want you guys all to tune in and join us as Josie co-hosts my show. But actually, that show will just be kind of a prelude to the next thing that Josie and I have up our sleeves.
Yeah.
We're actually going to have me come on Josie's show at the end of June, and we are going to embed my live streaming video into the website, and you guys will actually be able to see me do magic on the radio show. So we're going to do some interactive magic. We're going to bring, you know, if everybody brings a deck of cards, I'll do a magic trick right through the radio show with them at home.
We're definitely going to make nuts disappear. Okay, all right. Remember, Peanut, this is rated G. Well, actually, we got to PG at one point, but let's stick to G here. But I'm so excited to be co-hosting with you on your amazing show that everyone has to check out, and super excited that you're going to be on my show here, and doing some illusions for us on radio. So that's going to be interesting. I'm super excited for that. That's going to be so much fun. And I have to mention, though, because this is the coolest thing ever. I didn't even know this was possible. But apparently, fans can bring a deck of cards to the show with you and get to witness an illusion right in your own home. So bring a deck of cards with you, and you could witness an illusion right in your own home. Trust me, you will not want to miss the show. It's super cool. It's awesome. It's going to be so exciting. I don't know how you do it, but you do it. So that's going to be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to be on your show, but also to have you come in and do the co-hosting of my show. So, I mean, it's going to be a great experience both ways.
It will be. Everyone is going to just love it. And you just posted the link in the chat room.
Will it be safe for squirrels? Because, like, we have small hands. We can't hold cards.
Oh, you can do small things with, like, small objects then.
Exactly. Oh, man, Peanut. But very cool. And so everyone has to check that out. On June 24th, you'll be on my show. And I will be on your show on what day? Tell us again.
All right, so it's May 28th at 7 p.m. for my show with you co-hosting, and then June 24th for me on your show. So we'll get all the dates out for everybody. And in fact, I think I saw my name scroll by at one point on your scrolling thingy.
Everyone in the chat room is all happy. And it's an international audience tonight. We got Vicky from England.
Ooh.
Yes, big shout out to Vicky from England. As I mentioned, I've got several fans out in England, so big shout out. And shout out to
Peanut. I promised Vicky I would sing. Vicky wants me to sing, so la 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 Vicky song.
my goodness. Okay. Well, but yeah, like I was saying, this is going to be so much fun, and I'm super excited that we are going to be doing this, because this is going to be the coolest thing in the whole wide world.
I think we need to have Peanut on our crossover episode.
I agree.
Everybody loves the squirrel.
Everyone loves the squirrel. It's true. He does have a little fan base going on. It's true.
Yeah, I see he's got, like, you know, celebrity following.
He does. He does. It is scary. He does.
I have celebrities following me, and I didn't even ask.
And you didn't even ask. True. True. That's very cool.
The Beatles are following my Twitter.
That's awesome. Well, I'm super excited. And everyone, I hope you can Justin, can you give out your Twitter pages and et cetera for everyone?
Sure. On Twitter, it's at the Mystifier, and I put the website link right in the box. From the website, right on the homepage, you can get to my YouTube and the Twitter and all the social media links right there on the website. The show is Mystified Live, and there's a page for that. And you guys, once it's been aired live, it's immediately put into our on-demand. So just like you guys can go back and listen to the Joji show afterwards, you'll be able to do the same thing with the live show. So we'll have you guys check that out afterwards, too, if you can't make it live.
That's what I do.
Absolutely.
I listen on my squirrelberry.
I have
Absolutely.
Got to give me a squirrelberry.
I agree. Got to give me one of those, too. But, yeah, archives are always great, aren't they? They're always good for people who can't check it out. So, everyone, check it out. It's going to be an awesome show. So, follow Justin and justinthemystifier.com. justinthemystifier.com. Thank you so much for calling in, and I can't wait to get started.
Oh, I'm so excited for it.
Me too. Right on.
Well,
bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you, Peanut, for calling in as well. Awesome. Bye, Justin. Thank you, Justin. They're awesome. They're both awesome. I'm super excited to be working with Justin, as you could tell. It's going to be so much fun, so make sure you guys tune into that show, Seeing Illusions on Radio. I didn't know it was possible either, so big props to Justin. Anywho, stay with us. We play an inspirational song right after this and find out if you're addicted to Twitter. I didn't even do the segment yet, and I'm pretty sure I'm addicted to Twitter. We don't really need to.
Hey, guys, this is Justin the Mystifier here. Check me out at justinthemystifier.com. Catch me on Mystified Live, and check out all the great shows coming to the Mystifier channel, all at justinthemystifier.com. Now, back to the Josie Show.
Yeah. Love it, love it. Let's see here. So let's listen to this huge lineup of shows that we got going on. Very, very cool. So on May 27th, we bring you R&B sensation Jay Kell. And we also rescheduled country singer Cody Prevost for this night as well. And on this night, you will also get to hear my interview with country singer Jason Clutter from his concert in Indiana for Riley's Kids. It was all done live, so we were in person. Fun, fun stuff. And then on June 3rd, we bring you Pat Melfi, who is the former vice president of MCA Records and the current owner and CEO of Starpoint Records. All you musicians out there, make sure you tune into this show. Everyone, check it out. Then the same night, we have an awesome country singer, Charlie, the FedEx man, Helmick. My producer is crazy about one of his songs, so no doubt you will hear her yelling in the background. This I love to warn, you know, for people, you know, make sure you have some ear plugs or, you know, headphones or something, because your ears are going to bust when you hear her yelling. So that's always a plus. And then on, let's see, ooh, wait, someone's in the chat room here. Hey, Isabel Rocks. How you doing? Awesome. Awesome. So glad you're here. And then on June 10th, we bring back show favorite Corey Jean Olsen to catch up with her. And we have platinum recording artist and legend Polly Carmen. So that's going to be a fun show as well. On June 17th, we bring you two great artists, Adam Johnson and Brian Desvereaux. So that's going to be fun, so make sure you tune in. As we mentioned already before, here it is, the show that will make radio history here at The Josie Show. Did you ever think you could experience illusions on radio? Now you can. On June 24th, we bring you the illusions of Justin the Mystifier, who we heard just recently, right here on our show. All you need to do is tune in at www.josieshow.com, and you will see, actually see, the illusions of Justin. Remember, bring a deck of cards to the show with you and get to witness an illusion right in your own home. Trust me, you will not want to miss the show. It's a one-of-a-kind. Trust me. Okay, I gotta focus. Okay, yeah, I already know. I just got word that that is actually who I think it is. I was trying to be careful. But, yes, everyone, Scott Isabel is in his house. I recently interviewed him on the Southern Star. This recent episode at 6 o'clock, right before this show. And I love him. He's awesome. He's super, super cool. I'm trying not to laugh. He is so funny. So you got to check out all of his work. He's an amazing actor and singer. So check it out at twitter.com/ScottIsbell and ScottIsbellMusic.com. Check it out. He's awesome, a great friend. So that's awesome that you were able to join us. Woohoo! And where was I? Where was I? Okay, on July 1st. We have country pop singer Courtney Darwin, and then we have the music of Gary and John Michaels. And then on July 8th, we have 15-year-old country singer Daniel Lowe and country singer Brandon Wiley, so that'll be awesome. On July 15th, I have show host Lenore Luca, singer Andrew Cunningham, and grime songwriter Ash Wright, so check that out. And then on July 22nd, I have singer, actress, and dancer Annalise Collette and rock and roll artist and songwriter Paul London. And then, last but not least, July 29th, we have Australian singer Lori Greco. So super excited about that. Very, very cool. Josie Rock. You're awesome, Isabel. You're awesome, Scott, Isabel. I just read I only see the username. I keep forgetting. Okay, but yes, that's so cool that you're here. He's awesome. What is everyone saying? Josie rocks. I'm high on Josie rocks, too. Top Five Gone Wild. Hi, that's funny. Awesome. I got all my friends here. This is so cool. All my friends are here. Sweet. And so now, as promised, I want to bring you a great inspirational song by my new friend, Rankin Screw. He sent me a song called Going to School by Tone Peasy and Rocco. Hope I'm saying their names right. So take a listen. Let's see if we can get the song rolling. Let's see. Mm-hmm. We're having some problems here. we got this. There we go.
One of these essential things is going to school, but you gotta let it go, dear boo. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school. One of these essential things is going to school, but you gotta let it go, dear boo. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school. One of these essential things is going to school, cause you gotta let it go, dear boo. Homie, you know what you gotta do, have to pull through it, move quick, so you can get an education that's like a life and survive in this cool world. We gon' make it if you try, homeboy, the girl. Believe it, knowledge is the keys there. I'm out the heat, if she's there, with Tone Peasy, you can feel me. Gotta get it too, but you do it, know how to say and pray every day. Can't be smoking hay, you think it may pass. Schools like glass, it's precious. So let this be the greatest, teach is the best in this life. Kids shouldn't be living this life. Living in the world with guns and knives. Conscious, living so sweet in the bones, it's mine. You know what you gotta do, what you do, go to school, get an education, your time is racing, go to chasing. Your life on the line, your waste is facing. Rebel, like a stair that'll keep you level. You know you gotta keep it check, but don't you wait too late. These fools in the cuts will use the world, be the pay, they pay. So I gotta take time in this life, I think my life's a sin. I gotta make a man before I go, right before I come again. I had a friend and now he's on the street. I'm bumping a beat, now catching for the heat. Just listen to the beat, check out my seats and every day I'm free. Going to school, baby, gotta let it go, dear boo. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school. One of the essential things is going to school, cause they gotta.
the music and things. Now I can do a lot of rapping and things. You know how it is in the rapping bitch with Don P and Rocco. Killing in the studio with Money B. I'm a daddy, mixing down a fat beat for we. Never forget about Super G, Quahim and Andy. Mommy and the family, much love. Automatically get up back because they motivated me to step forth and come up. So what's up, what's up? Representing free mind every off this low key dope. You know, it's a brother Rocco coming to the mother dope. Like a pack of tasting a go. Busting the flow, trying to get a bone.
Essential thing is going to school, going to school.
Love it. Very, very cool. Thank you to my new friend Rankin Screw for sending that to us, Going to School by Tone Peasy and Rocco. Super, super cool. Love it, love it, love it. So, yeah, that was, we gave you our huge list. We are completely booked for the Josie Show, which is very cool and relieving, actually. And we have such amazing amazing people. You can check out all of these upcoming guests on our website, www.josieshow.com. Now it's time for our fun segment, and I am going to put my producer.
This is Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
My girl, Celeste Kellogg. Woo! That was Celeste. I love these little advertisement pieces. They're so much fun. But, yeah, very cool. Thank you, Celeste. Anywho, so we are going to put on my producer here, Tina, a.k.a. my mother. Hello, you there?
Woohoo! Time to find out, you know, if we're addicted to Twitter.
I'm addicted to Twitter.
Oh, not after you read some of these.
These are hardcore.
These people got some real issues with real life. Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty extreme. So we're excited. We've got so many friends in the chat room tonight. It is awesome.
Amazing people.
Give another shout out. Who do we have with us tonight?
We have Alan, Scott Isabel, Isabel Rocks in the chat room, Justin the Mystifier, Kim2019, Lisa Barrett, TCD, Peanut, Tina Marie, Top 5 Gone Wild, and Vicky. Hope you guys are all doing fantastic. And Kim is having problems playing the episode, but it'll be on archive. So Kim, if you're listening to the archive right now, I'm giving you a shout out because you're awesome for coming to the show. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Woohoo! So hope everyone's doing great.
Oh, look at the chat room. Thanks,
Peanut. Let's see. Oh no. Oh no. What does Peanut do? Oh goodness.
Thanks so much, Peanut. Okay.
Vicky says, and Tina has the giggles as always. She always has the giggles.
That's all I do.
That's all she does.
I have no idea.
That's all she does.
Oh goodness. All right.
So here we go.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Now, do you think you were addicted to Twitter? Well,
here's how you'll find out.
This is how you'll find out. This is a little test.
Do you answer yes or no? Do you answer yes or no?
Yeah. All right, so here we go. So do you get overly excited when a Twitter user follows you? I do. When I get a new Twitter follower, I jump for joy.
Seriously? I'm like, oh my God. Nobody follows me, that's why. I spend more time on Facebook. So I guess that's why I'm excited. This guy's not on there. I don't see anything.
Follow twitter.com/TinaMarie40.
I'm not that exciting, really. I don't tell people my life
business.
Oh,
you're exciting. Oh, don't worry.
Who wants to hear that?
You're all good.
So funny. All right, so the next one. When Twitter has an outage, do you see it as an apocalypse? Has the world ended when Twitter is down or when it's, what do they call it, overcapacity or something?
Oh, that little whale.
Okay.
Oh, that little whale thing that pops up that says overcapacity, that thing bugs me.
So what happens? Do you lose your mind? Well, then, if you answered yes to that, start making the tally.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about this next one here?
That's Scott Isbell, right? I know, right? Sorry. In the chat room, if you're in the chat room, you know. Let's see here. Oh, Justin, this far follows you.
Thanks, Justin. See, I don't have anything good to say, do I? No, I never do. Okay.
I'm Justin, this far, the fail whale.
I love it. That's what it is.
All right, the next one is, do you add retweet RT to emails for your friends and families? I don't do that.
No, I swear I didn't do that. All right, so if you answered no to that one, then, you know, you're starting to turn this around. If you answered yes to the top three so far, that's three on your list, people.
Oh, yep.
All right, what do we got? What's the next one?
Next one, do you beg the readers of your blog to follow you and to retweet your tweets?
Not good when you got to beg. Okay, begging's not good.
Yeah, it's never good when you have to ask people to retweet your tweets. I mean, that's
And you know what? And people in the chat room tell us, do you guys have time to, like, even blog? I mean, do people really, like,
I don't. Okay, this is sad. But wow. I used to blog, and then I found out that nobody really gives, you know, a hoot. Thank you. Gives a hoot about what I could be saying. So, really, it's not that interesting. Twitter is much better.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Okay, and you know what? They're making fun of me, but I will tell you that, yes, I didn't get suspended, but I did almost get suspended for having too many friends too fast, apparently. You can't make friends fast on one of these social networking sites. I have no idea. But, you know, I'm like, people, please. People got, like, thousands of friends. I think I got to, like, 100, and they're, like, freaking out on me. What, am I only allowed to have, like, 3 friends? So that's true in there. I was bad, I guess. Apparently, I can't be friendly with people, so I have to back off. I don't know.
You got back off.
I don't get it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here
next
we go.
One. Okay, this one's ridiculous. Do you skip work? Do you skip work to spend the day on Twitter claiming that your followers need you?
Okay, that's a problem.
That's a problem. Okay, that's a problem.
Okay, and if any of you say yes to that, you need to admit that in the chat room right now so I can see it. That's what you need to admit. That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The first step in fixing a problem is admitting you have a problem. Exactly.
Go.
So when at work, do you tweet more than work? This might cause you trouble if your boss get a background check company to look into your online activities. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying
that would be bad.
Just saying.
That would be bad. All right, so answer yes or no to that one because you're going to have to count up all your yeses after this is over. All right, next.
Oh, no. Alan.
What are you saying?
I don't know if I can say this on the air.
Oh, probably not.
You know what? Just I'm going to say it. Alan says, do you meet girls in bars and ask for their Twitter names instead of phone numbers? Which is kind of funny because Top Time Gone Wild just said Alan, I do. I love him. Steven. He's so fun.
You guys are awesome.
You guys make me laugh.
All
anywho.
Right, so here's the next one, yes or no. Do you feel absolutely euphoric when someone retweets your tweet?
Really, I
wouldn't care. Do people care about that?
I
don't know. I think it just shortens things.
Yeah, I don't know. Insider joke. Okay, that was funny. I would stay away from that.
Stay away from that, Scott. I'm trying to protect you, man.
We got to stick together. Okay, so next one. Things happen on Twitter that is just unmentionable.
Things just happen on Twitter.
So do you constantly search for your Twitter name in real-time search?
All right, answer yes or no. Write it down.
I do that on occasion.
We're going to make you count.
I do that on occasion because, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm a little too lazy to log in and stuff, so I, you know, just type this back. Oh, brother.
I don't know if it's better or not.
I type in my name, you know, Justin1995, and I could see all of them without having to log in. So, you know, it's a very, very good thing.
Well, you never know who needs you in an urgent way. So I'm thinking if they need you in an urgent way, they're going to head for your phone. They're not going to head for your Twitter, I would hope.
You never know. Oh, I hope.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, so next one is, do you refresh Twitter every 5 seconds? I do not refresh Twitter every 5 seconds.
No.
2 seconds.
You do not. Okay, so answer yes or no. Do you refresh Twitter every 5 seconds? Now, remember, be honest with yourself.
Just,
you're taking a self-test.
Justin and Mr. Fire says, I Google myself. Does that count? I do that, too, sometimes because I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
I find that very interesting to see that my name actually does pop up somewhere. I'm like, hey, my name is actually on the web.
I think that's like four or five pages. I scrolled it one time just for fun. No bad stuff yet, you know. I'm sure it's coming, but no bad stuff
yet. Top Five Gone Wild says, is it wrong to be on Twitter while listening to The Josie Show? That is not wrong because sometimes, okay, this is a secret.
Well,
people,
as long as you tweet yourself.
I am on Twitter on The Josie Show. Sometimes that's what I do, too, you know. So it's a little inside joke.
So it's not just guests that distract you.
Just letting you know. Lisa Barrett says, Tina, you and Josie are so much fun. Great team. You are so much fun.
Oh, Lisa,
you're
we
awesome.
Should have kept you on with us.
I know. Come on now.
You're a lot of fun. We enjoy you.
We totally.
Okay.
We have so much fun here.
Yes or no? These people are taking the test.
Yes. So does your email signature include a link to your Twitter page?
I don't know. Is that really that bad? I mean, really,
oh, gosh.
Is it bad?
Okay, I'm like, oh,
no,
my
God. No, I don't do it for real.
Okay.
I just didn't see why that was so bad.
I'm like, oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Move on. So your business cards include your Twitter ID.
Okay, now
The Josie Show business cards do not have
they
our Twitter.
They do not. It's
they
a
do not.
Card.
Don't
you
worry.
Don't need to
yeah.
Put it on there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
But, you know, yes or no? Be honest. Mm-hmm.
Next one is Twitter your browser homepage.
Can you make Twitter a browser homepage? I didn't know you could do that. I mean, I'm not. You know,
I'll teach you. Don't worry.
Literally.
Not that I have it.
Yeah.
No. I just busted myself, didn't I? Oh boy.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, brother. Casual said, I wonder what your neighbors think, Josie, every Friday night. They think I'm crazy.
You can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
Especially today, the doors and windows are open, so people are probably outside.
People just probably are wondering, what the heckaroonies am I doing? But, you know.
Okay, so next one, yes or no?
That's how I roll. All right, next one is, do you have a note that you hang on the door that says, do not disturb, I am on Twitter? I need that.
Okay, I'm so not making you one of those. Okay, I will. I'll put it on pretty paper for you.
Do not disturb, I am on Facebook.
Okay, and you know what? Yeah, that's what I would do. I spend more time there. So, all right, so seriously, Okay, so seriously, if you do that, you need to admit that in the chat room to us right now because we really want to know.
Yeah.
We really, really want to know. Okay, so next one here. Have you added your Twitter name to your Google Alerts? I don't even know how you would do that. How do you do that?
I don't know. I know how to do Google Alerts because I put everything that I'm doing on Google Alerts just to hope that something pops up.
Now I get what you mean.
I just hope that
now
it happens.
I get those. Okay, but I never thought about putting the Twitter well. That's because nobody talks to me.
It's all good. I'll talk to you.
Thanks. Oh, okay.
Next one is, do you blog about Twitter apps?
Okay, so if you blog about Twitter apps, go ahead and put a yes down for that.
But what is your favorite Twitter app? I'm curious now.
You want to know what everybody's favorite Twitter app is?
Hey, why not?
All right, well, I'm giving you two yeses on your sheet for that one, just because you need to know. Okay, so go ahead and put in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, go ahead and put down, let us know what your favorite Twitter apps are.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know there were Twitter apps.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so is your away message followme@twitter.com? Yes or no? I don't even know what that means. Okay.
Is your away message followme@twitter.com? That's so funny.
all right, so let's see. People are putting down their favorites here so far. So I see TweetDeck, right?
TweetDeck is one of them by Scott Isbell. Cool. I have that one. Oh, Top Five Gone Wild says TweetAdder.
Mm,
awesome.
Okay. Another one for TweetDeck.
TweetAdder. Nice. You know what? Some people have like multiple different ones. I'm one of those people. Don't laugh at me. I do that because just in case one like bums out on me. Is that bad? I do that. Okay. Anywho.
I don't know. I'm confused. Okay. So what's this next one? I can't even pronounce this word.
Know.
Is this even a word? What is this?
Do you use Twoogle?
Do you use what? Twoogle? Is that what it is? Seriously? Okay, I'm sorry. if you use something called Swoogle,
then you got a bigger situation.
Yeah, all right. So if you even
I'm
know
kidding,
what that
I'm
okay,
kidding.
So seriously, the little side note to this question, no joke, it says if you are truly addicted, you already know what Swoogle is. So see,
I'm not
no,
addicted. I don't know what that is
because I don't know what that is. I couldn't even say it.
Justin the Mystifier says TweetDeck. Another TweetDeck. TweetDeck must be good. TweetDeck's
the thing.
TweetDeck's the thing, huh?
All right, so next one. Answer yes or no. Do you harass your friends and family to sign up for Twitter?
Hmm.
I wouldn't do that because I never talked to anybody on this. What's the point? Do you harass people? I sounded like if you said yes, I was going to, like, punish you for that.
Jeez.
You're going to be grounded for a week. You better not be harassed.
No, I promise I do not harass friends or family to sign up for Twitter.
Oh, that is
I don't
a riot.
Do that.
That is a riot. Okay, so answer yes or no to that one. All right, so the next one. Oh, so this is kind of goofy. Do you
introduce yourself by calling yourself a tweeter? Hello, I'm a tweeter. Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Tina, and I'm a tweeter.
Hi, I'm Josie Tweeter. Nice to meet you.
All right, I don't know. Some of the people that I talked to would probably think I was being
rude.
Being not okay, I guess.
Hi, I'm Tina Tweeter.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Oh, Justin the Mystifier has to go.
Justin the Mystifier just poofed himself gone. He's leaving the building. So glad you can come, Justin.
Glad
you're awesome.
Absolutely.
Nice
to meet you soon. We're excited about that.
Rock on.
All right. Now, this is stupid. Seriously, I need to know if somebody does this. Well, I probably shouldn't have said stupid until I found out whether or not people do it. Okay, so I apologize if I insulted anybody before I even got started. But here we go. So do you distribute propaganda urging people to follow you? So seriously, what does that mean? You walk around handing out pamphlets with your Twitter name on it saying, please follow me? You know, I mean, like, you go to the door and you, like, knock on the door, here's a pamphlet.
You do realize the reason why I made you say that one, though, right?
Why?
Because I knew I was going to mess up the word propaganda. Pretty much that's my life.
That's crazy. Okay, so answer yes or no.
The next one is kind of a little...
not okay.
Not okay. It's right. I mean, it's not okay. Have you asked your boss... asked the boss's wife to follow you? Why in the world would you be asking your boss's wife to follow you?
Something about that just doesn't sound okay.
Something about that sounds wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
would suggest not doing that.
I suggest not doing that unless you don't want a job.
Well, it would be, you know, your boss's wife or husband, because, you know, whether it's a male or female manager that you have, I don't think I'd be doing that.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Wow.
Sound like a bright thing to do. Okay.
Moving on. Did you have your Twitter ID added to your license plate? Are you able to do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
What if creepers follow you?
Oh, Alan, you knew the word creeper was going to come out eventually.
Well, you know that's my word of the day.
That's your word. All right, so that would be a problem. So answer yes or no to that. And then yes or no, do you wear clothing with Twitter logos on it? Seriously? If someone's walking around with a big old bird on their shirt.
I'm wearing my socks. Now you tell
we
me.
We need to
all
talk.
Right.
Okay, so answer yes or no to that one. All right.
The next one.
This is just bad.
Do you tell your wife you will divorce her if she doesn't sign up and follow you?
All right, so again, wife or husband, would you say that you would divorce them if they don't follow you on Twitter? Well, I don't know after that. I would be like... After that, I would be like blocking and deleting them. I'd be like, that's it, we're done.
I'm confused.
You're done. I don't know. So answer yes or no to that one. See, now that one might be your save, because I don't think anybody would do that one. That one might be your save. Okay.
Exactly. Here's
some more.
I'm
almost done. Get ready.
Almost.
Here we go.
All right. So here's the next one. Do you spend all day on Twitter giving yourself the excuse that you are doing great service to your followers and forget about going to the office? I am doing a great service right now. I am tweeting and Facebooking and talking all at the same time. I'm a saint.
Who knew that we could help with such serious issues as this?
Yeah, definitely.
Who knew? Okay, so yes or no?
Next one, right? Next one. Do you tweet on Twitter more than doing your work? That's not good.
That's not good.
That's not good.
You know, whether it be schoolwork or actual, you know, on-the-job work. No, no, no.
Exactly. Next one is, do you use more than 5 Twitter clients? I use 7.
Are there 7?
There's 7.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, now everybody's going to want to know what they are.
I know. It's so bad.
Okay, that's good. All right. Do you follow a lot of people on Follow Friday? Yes,
hashtag
no?
Follow Friday. You know what? I used to do these hashtag Follow Fridays all the time, but I stopped doing them because they would get a little bit too confusing because everyone would be doing them, and I'd be like, okay, so, you know, I can't follow the whole world. I can't follow the whole world here. So, you know, I stopped doing those because I didn't want to leave anybody out, you know. You can't leave out everybody. So I just do a general... hashtag Follow Friday. Just follow everybody.
Oh, and
people.
This is a riot. Someone put in the chat room, do you make fake Twitter accounts and talk to yourself?
That is when you know you're addicted.
That's a problem.
Mm,
that's a problem. I know some people who do that.
I know quite a few people.
I won't mention any names, but I know people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next one is, do you go crazy about Twitter and advertise on newspapers, TV, and distribute pamphlets to follow you on Twitter? You know you're insane when you have to do pamphlets.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, if you're going to take out an advertisement in a newspaper or on TV, I'm sorry. Advertise.
So what do you do?
Come
so
on
what do you do?
Go
on, so what do you do? Go on the TV and say, everyone, please follow me. Follow me. Here's your pamphlets. I'm just not good.
I don't know. Well, hey, but here's the thing. You know, we're taking advertisers, so anybody that would like to come on and advertise, follow me and my Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
You come right on here and I'll take good care of you.
We take care of you here at the
there
Josie
you go.
Show.
We will take care of you and your little
addiction. No problem.
All good. Okay, so three more. You ready? Here we go. 3 more. Hopefully these are your saving grace.
Hopefully. So next one is, do you add your Twitter ID to the nameplate of your house? That's sick. I don't know.
I mean, really? How? Oh.
Well, someone must have done it.
Someone must have done it, otherwise I wouldn't be on here.
That's a good one. Top 5 Gun Wild just said, I actually started the TAA Club, Twitter Addicts Anonymous.
Seriously? Is he playing with us?
Twitter Addicts Anonymous. If you're serious there, I will join that club. I will advertise that club.
That cracks me up.
I will tell my peeps that club.
That's it. We're looking it up.
That's an important club. That's a big club.
We're
okay.
Looking that up.
We're looking it up now. So watch out now. Next one is, do you keep sending texts to all of your friends to follow you on Twitter?
No.
Rarely. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
I mean, if you're talking
no,
to them on text, does it really matter if they follow you on Twitter? Can't you just text them?
I don't know. Text is the way to go. Like,
I'm more of a
I have unlimited texting, as you guys probably all
know. She has like 3,000 texts a month. How she, has time to eat and breathe, I have no idea.
I text all of my friends and family because that's like all. I love texting. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Okay, I think we should have had a texting,
We need to hire somebody
here.
Just to do your texting for you. Maybe we'll do texting next time. We'll do that next time.
Okay, cool. Next one is the last one here.
All right, the last one.
You take this one down.
Okay. Ask questions about Twitter rather than job-related queries during an interview. So during an interview, do you ask questions about Twitter more so than the actual questions you need to ask for someone to be getting this position?
So
seriously, yes or no?
How does that work? Like, you're on a job interview and then, you ask someone, approximately how many tweets do you do per minute? I mean, really? I'm confused. I don't know. But if you have any of those, if you have all of them, then you are officially addicted to Twitter.
Well, I'm not even going to go that far. I'm going to say that there were about 32 questions, and I would say out of those 32 questions, if you answered yes to 16 of them, I would say you're getting yourself a nice little bit of a problem.
I'm kidding.
Depending upon which
ones
you said yes to, you might have a bigger problem.
That's funny. Okay.
But no, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
The social networks
are so good. It's just
for
fun. Yeah.
Yeah, are fantastic.
It's fun. I love it. I do it on my phone all the time. I'm so addicted, but it's a great way to meet people.
Network and stay connected.
Yeah.
It's a great way for all of that stuff. But the other thing is that you have to realize that, no matter what social networking site you're talking about or blogging or whatever it is, you have to realize that is just one part of a thing that you do, and that's not real life. Real life is when you go out onto the road and you actually, meet and you talk to people face-to-face. That's real life, not, the separate world. So just be careful about that because so many times, people can leave themselves into a little place where, they think that they're in this, great place with all these great people, which they may be great people, but nonetheless, they're not real life. It's not real life. They're not right in front of you. So don't give up your real life of human blood and breathing for a bunch of words on a computer.
Yes.
There you go. Oh, I sounded like a mom there for a little while. Didn't
you
I?
Did. I thought I was being preached to. I liked it.
Thought I was
That was fun, right?
All right. So let's wind this party down. Yes. Tell everybody about these cool things happening on the show. Thanks for letting me come and chat with you a little bit about this. We're ready to talk a little bit more about the Josie Show. Woohoo!
Awesome. And Lisa Vera said, you actually are... Lisa Barrett, TCD, says, you absolutely are a multitasker, Josie. I am. Depending on the situation, because sometimes, and people know my problem here, I will be talking on the show, and all of a sudden I completely lose my brain because I am reading people's comments in the chat room, like what happened with the Scottish Rite thing. That's a normal thing. That usually happens. I usually can't multitask that good, but I can when it comes to Twitter. Anywho, I make exceptions. As we mentioned before, on our huge list of upcoming guests, you can check out all of these upcoming guests on our website, www.josieshow.com. We also got some new things that we've recently been talking about. If you want to advertise on the Josie Show, email us at tina@josieshow.com, T-I-N-A. People spell Tina differently, so I want to get that out there, tina@josieshow.com. Just making sure, for details. We're now taking advertisers to help you promote your business, or you can click on the link to the left on the homepage of our site or under the sponsors tab, so check that out. Check out our sponsors tab on our website. Lots of new sponsors are being added. Want to mention that as well. And want to tell us something here at the Josie Show? We make it easy. Just call our 24-hour contact line. Call us and leave a message or record something great that we can play on the air. Shout-outs are always welcome. Pre-taped questions for the upcoming guest that week is always welcome. And just saying hi. I love hearing from everyone. So if you want to just say, you know, what's up, Josie, or something, you know, we'll put you on because I love that. And then also remember you can join our forums. We always have some fun stuff, news and fun events, happenings in our forums. So check that out. We're almost at 200 members. I know I say that all the time, but we are so close, and I really want to try to get to 200 guests on the forums. Also, there is a new feature called Ask Josie on our website where you can ask any questions you have and I will reply. Any inappropriate questions will be deleted. Remember, I am a minor. I am only 16 years old, so all questions are, obviously read before they hit my eyes. So just ask me tons of questions because I love answering questions. So do that and you will for sure get an answer. Because I love doing that. It's so much fun. And remember, you can get archive shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. So check that out. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our new name, The Josie Show. It's not really that new anymore, but some people forget. So I just want to, you know, bring that out there. You can check it out at twitter.com/Josie Show. And Facebook, just go to that search engine bar on Facebook, I believe, and just type in The Josie Show, and booyah. Very, very cool. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Have a great weekend, and we will talk with you all next week. Remember, our guests next week are Jay Kell, Cody Provost, and you can hear my interview with Jason Clutter, which was live. So tune in. You won't want to miss this show. I also want to give another thank you so, so, so much to Tomorrow Depends and Lisa Barrett. They are fantastic, and I hope I can have all of them back on the Josie Show again to keep in touch, because we love to keep updates on our guests. We love to get updates from them on new things and promote and all the other good stuff. So hope you guys all come back, and hope you all the fans and friends in the chat room right now tune in next week. So hope you guys have a great night, good night, and see you guys soon. Love you, too.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch. All six of us Brady kids.
Maureen McCormick.
Christopher Knight. Eve Plum.
Mike Lukenland.
Susan Olsen.
And me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. And we're making our debut on the Do-Re-Mi episode of The Brady Bunch, which airs Friday, January 14th over ABC TV. We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
Yes.